Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back into our post-game show here on the Padres Radio Network. Padres win it over the LA Dodgers by a final of 4-3 in 10. A dramatic win for the Padres as they take this series opener against the Dodgers. Padres with the win improved to 86-68. Dodgers with the defeat dropped to 106-48. Again, the final totals in this game for LA, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, and for San Diego, 4 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors. A back-and-forth battle here tonight. A really good one. We'll have the highlights for you in just a second. We'll also go back to the Padres clubhouse and hear from Padres manager Bob Melvin coming up in just a moment as well. You'll hear from Jorge Alfaro, one of tonight's heroes, coming up later in the postgame show as well. Sam Levitt with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building at Petco Park. And the Padres, with the Brewers losing earlier today and with their win, they dropped their magic number to clinch an NL wildcard spot to 4. So a very, very good night for the Padres on a number of different levels. This was a wild game. Back and forth it went. Let's recap it all with our game highlights.
Let's listen back to the most exciting plays from today's game with today's game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
The Padres got to Dodgers starter Tyler Anderson early. The Padres had runners on second and third with two out after a Brandon Drury double. Will Myers was next.
Here's the 0-2, and he reaches for it, grounds it up the middle. That'll get into center field, and a base hit to score both runs. Manny has scored. Here's Drury, and Will Myers a two-run single.
Meanwhile, Blake Snell had it working early on, although the Dodgers really making him work. A scoreless first inning and second inning, but the Dodgers threatened in the third. Snell issued two straight one-out walks. That brought up Trey Turner. A good battle. This happened on the eighth pitch of the at-bat.
3-2 again, and Turner lines it right to Manny, makes the catch, throw back to second base, in time, and a double play. The inning is over. Austin Barnes couldn't quite get back. And Machado with a rocket throw down to second as the Padres and Blake Snell wiggle out of this jam.
At the time, a very big double play in this game. Snell got in trouble again in the fourth inning. Dodgers had two on with one out again, but Snell wiggled his way out of the inning again. Snell had struck out six through four scoreless innings. He put together a scoreless fifth inning. That was it for Blake tonight. Five innings, no runs, one hit, six strikeouts, three walks on 96 pitches. Meanwhile, Tyler Anderson would settle in. From Will Myers' two-run single in the first inning through the end of the fifth inning, Anderson set down 13 straight batters. Nick Martinez then replaced Snell in the sixth inning. Martinez did not have great command. A leadoff single to Trey Turner, and then two walks to Freddie Freeman and Justin Turner loaded the bases. Max Muncy hit into a fielder's choice, although it was initially a double play before it was overturned on review. That brought a run home and cut the Padres' lead to 2-1. Robert Suarez then replaced Nick Martinez to face Chris Taylor.
Here's the 1-0, and Taylor swings, lines one sharply into center field, a base hit, that'll tie the game. Freeman on to score. Muncy advances one station. He's at second base. RBI single Chris Taylor, and it's 2-2 here in the sixth.
The score stayed tied at 2 through 6 innings. Anderson finishing his outing by retiring 16 in a row. He would really settle in. On to the seventh inning, still tied at 2. Robert Suarez got in major trouble. Dodgers had the bases loaded. Suarez got Will Smith to fly out to right, not deep enough to get a run in. Then Suarez faced Justin Turner.
3-2 again. Here's the pitch to Turner. Swinging a ground ball to shortstop. Kim has got it. He'll go all the way to first base. Plenty of time. And the inning is over. No runs. A hit. Suarez works out of it. And the Dodgers leave them loaded.
That would become a big theme in this game, the Padres' bullpen getting big timeouts. We went to the bottom half of the eighth inning, still tied at 2. Caleb Ferguson on the mound for LA. The Padres loaded the bases. Dave Roberts then went to righty Chris Martin to face Manny Machado. Machado struck out. Brandon Drury dug in.
He's got one of two extra base hits tonight by a Padre hitter. First pitch, broken back grounder out to the left side. Turner cuts in front of Turner, bobbles, throws to first, not in time! Justin Turner cut in front of Trey Turner, couldn't make the play, and the Padres take a 3-2 lead.
A wild way to take the lead, but the Padres would take it. They led 3-2 going to the ninth inning. That's when Josh Hader came on. A double by Trey Turner to start the inning. He then struck out Freddie Freeman. An error on a ground ball by Ha-Sung Kim off the bat of Will Smith sent Turner to third. Then Justin Turner flew out. So there were two runners on, the tying run on third base, Max Muncy at the plate, and then this happened.
A ball and a strike to Muncy. Hader is set. Here's the pitch. And it goes high off the glove of Alfaro. Turner on his way home. The throw not in time. Game is tied at 3. Another miscue, another run, and it's 3-3.
3-3 on the pass ball. Jorge Alfaro allowing it to go to the backstop. We went to the bottom half of the ninth inning. A scoreless inning for Tommy Kahnle out of the Dodgers bullpen that sent us to the 10th inning, still tied at 3. Pierce Johnson, an excellent job in the top half of the 10th inning, stranding the automatic runner on base. Another big timeout for the Padres bullpen. We went bottom 10. In the bottom half of the 10th inning, Craig Kimbrell came on. The automatic runner for the Padres was Jose Azokar. Ha-Sung Kim laid down a very good sack bunt. That got Azokar to third. Dodgers then intentionally walked Juan Soto. Manny Machado was up at the plate with a chance to win it. He struck out. Brandon Drury then walked. So the bases were loaded. Two out, bottom half of the 10th inning. The score tied at 3-3. Jorge Alfaro dug in. He had come in for Austin Nola after Austin Nola was pinch run for earlier in the game. Alfaro then did this.
As loud as it has been at any point tonight. 3-2 to Alfaro with the bases loaded, two outs. Tied at 3 in the 10th. Kimbrell deals. The pitch is outside. Ball 4. And the Padres walk it off. Literally. Alfaro with his fifth walk-off RBI of the year on a walk as Azokar scores. And the Padres' magic number to clinch a playoff berth is down to 4.
Jorge Alfaro does it again. Not the prettiest walk-off he's had all year. It didn't go 400-plus feet, but the Padres will certainly take it as they get a very, very important 4-3 win. And again, the Padres with their win and the Brewers losing drop their magic number down to 4.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.